Passage 1. We know that we have to pay for what we get. If we buy food, we know there will be a bill to pay. These are private bills. But there are also public bills that must be paid. Public bills are paid for by the government. In turn, we get these services through taxes. What would happen if everyone in the city stopped paying taxes? The water supply would stop. Water might even become unclean and impure. The streets might not be cleaned. There would be no police force to protect people and property. Schools would be closed. People would become sick and diseases might spread. We should not want to live in such a city. We all want pure water and food, clean streets and good schools. We want police to prevent us from crime. The chief duty for every government is to protect persons and property. More than 3/4 of the money spent by our government is used for this purpose. The next large amount of public money goes to teach and train our citizens. Billions of dollars each year are spent on schools and libraries. Public money is used to pay the teachers and all the public officials. Also, a large amount of public funds is spent on roads. The greatest part of the needed funds is raised by taxes. A tax is money that we all must pay to support the government. The law orders us to pay taxes. We have no choice in the matter. Almost everyone pays some taxes in one form or another.
Question 26. According to the speaker, what will happen if the citizens stop paying taxes? Question 27. In what way is the next large amount of public money used? Question 28. What message does the speaker want to convey in this talk?